I move on to speak about something else. By order of the current confessor, I will obey in manifesting the various ways in which the Lord has spoken to me. It seems to me that the ways in which the Lord has spoken to me are four, but these four ways of speaking of Jesus are very different from the inspirations. First, the first way is when the soul goes out of herself. However, first I want to explain a little bit better this going out of myself. It happens in two ways. The first is instantaneous, almost a flash. And it is so sudden that it seemed to me that the body would lift a little bit from the bed in order to follow the soul, but then it would stay there. And it seemed to me that the body would remain as dead, while the soul would follow Jesus, walking throughout the whole universe, the earth, the air, the seas, the mountains, purgatory, and heaven, where many times it showed me the place where I will be after I die. The other way, then, for the soul to go out, is more quiet. It seems that the body dozes off insensibly and remains as though petrified in the presence of Jesus. However, the soul remains with the body, and the body no longer feels anything of external things. Even if all the universe turned upside down, even if they burned me up and reduced me to pieces. These two ways, so different, of going out of myself, I have noticed sensibly. Because in the first way, having to obey the confessor when he would come to wake me up, I would see him from the place where Jesus would lead me, that is, from the ends of the earth, or from the air, or from the mountains, or from the sea, or from purgatory, or even from heaven itself. Even more, it seemed to me that I would not have enough time so that the soul would be found in the body by the confessor, and therefore I would not be able to obey. It seemed that, so far as I was with my soul, I say it seemed to me, that I would bustle about and become all anxious and worried that I might not be able to let myself be found there in time by the confessor, and therefore I would not be able to obey. However, I confess that I have always found myself there in time, and it seemed to me that the soul would enter into the body before the confessor would begin to give me the obedience to wake up. Even more, I tell the truth, many times from afar I could see the confessor coming, but in order not to leave Jesus, it seemed that I would not think that the confessor was coming, and then Jesus, he himself, would hurry me to return with the soul into the body so as to be able to obey the confessor. And then I would feel a great reluctance of leaving Jesus, but obedience would win, and in leaving Jesus, he himself would either kiss me or embrace me, or would do something else to take leave of me. And I, upon leaving my dear Jesus, would say to him, "I go to the confessor, but you, my good Jesus, come back soon, as the confessor goes."